Hello, once again, boys and girls, children of all ages. I am John Thomas, and welcome to another edition of the JT Project, episode number 86. We're getting up there to the 100 episode plateau, and tonight we are at the, well, daytime for me. Actually, it's nighttime for them. We're across the pond in Ukraine. We went from the UK, and now we're in the Ukraine. And I am talking to the band Star Crystal. How are you guys doing out there?
Hi, hi everybody. Everything is good.
Excellent, excellent. So we'll just get right into it. How are you guys doing with this pandemic, this COVID-19 BS that's running rampant?
So actually, we do a lot of music stuff, like recording some songs, creating some songs. Also, we tried to do some live streams. And actually, we were happy enough to had two gigs on festivals. During the pandemic, it was in Bulgaria. We had lockdown in Ukraine, but they didn't. So we had a chance to play for them. And actually, it was a cool opportunity for us.
So you're saying that with this virus that was going around and all this, I was like, really, you didn't have any restrictions or anything like that?
We just do different work. Yes.
Oh, wow. So
we try not wasting time and we are trying to do some useful stuff for us. Recording some videos for clips, etc.
Excellent, excellent. I'm glad that you guys are doing stuff over there that, like, you know, to keep yourself busy and all that. So basically, my next question is, how did the band Star Crystal come about? Like, how did you guys come up with the name?
So actually, Alex and Susanna, they were first members of our band, and when they found us, me, Eugene bass, and Elijah keyboards, we asked ourselves, how do we want to name our band? And we thought about very expensive champagne called Crystal. Do you know?
Right. Okay.
And we decided that just Crystal, it's not enough. And we wanted to add something more, something from space. Yes. And we decided to add stars. It's like rock stars or just stars from space. So it's that how we came out with our name.
Nice. Excellent. I'm always fascinated by band names and all that. Like, I will start researching a band and all that, and my wife will be asking me, it's like, how do they come up with these names of bands and all that? And it's crazy. I mean, I have a band that I'm going to be interviewing on Monday, the Misfit Heroes. I'm like, okay. And, you know, I've interviewed them before, and they're just putting out a new album, but I'm starting to venture out to across the pond to find other bands, and I'm amazed by what you guys put out, especially over there. I was like, you guys put out some rock music. So my next question would be, what type when you play, like, who did you like, what's your inspirations on, like, what bands, what artists, or anything like that? Was there, like, a certain band that you're trying, because I hear a lot of like a little bit of 80s in there, 80s music and all that.
I mean, it's bands from 80s like Whitesnake, like Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Mr. Big. I like it, and it's a strong band.
We all love such such bands. They were gods for us in our childhood, and now we are playing like them and playing music, and we actually reached our goal.
Nice.
I like it. It's a singer like Debra Miles, Lorraine Lewis, Vixen,
David Coverdale, yeah.
Like for me, a women vocal.
Oh, yeah. Nice, excellent. So you guys put out a single in let me see if I can pull this up. October 31st, 2020. Come on, baby, come on. Now, Now, did you guys? I forgot which one it was. Now let's just go about that song. I'm assuming this was like a quarantine song that you guys did.
Yes. We made it in quarantine. Mm-hmm. We made it in quarantine, and we created it earlier a little bit, but we released in quarantine. We wanted to show to the people, to the audience, some stuff, some new songs, and. In quarantine, when people are searching for something new, they're sitting at home, and they are searching for something new. And we decided to release our new song, "Come On, Baby."
Nice. So now, I'm trying to figure it out. I was watching it and all that. And I forgot what song it was. It was a YouTube video in a studio. And I guess Suzanne was the only one sitting there, and you know, they were recording her vocals. Now, was that-
It was Fall in Love.
It was Fall in Love. Yeah. No.
That was the song. In the so has the band been like, have you been together as a band for long? Were there any like member changes or anything like that?
Sorry, can you repeat this? It was hard to hear you.
Okay. With the band that you've been in, now, how long have you been, how long has this band been in existence?
10 years.
I think, it's a little bit hard to count, but I think 10 years.
Yeah. So what now, has there been any member changes, like band member changes over the past 10 years?
Yes, it was. Actually, our core of our band is me, Eugene, Susanna, vocal, Alex guitar, and Elijah keyboards, and we had two more drummers in past, and they left us. But these four people, including me, we are the basis of the band.
Nice, excellent. So how is basically how is the music life in the Ukraine? Like, if an American actually came over there, and like, what if I decided to go over to the Ukraine, what type of like atmosphere will, like, if I go into a club or something like that, like, you know, is it going to be just like Americans, or, you know, how is the feel in like the music scene over there?
So actually, in the USA, you have a lot of different styles, and we like that. But in Ukraine, we actually have mainly only some pop, maybe some rock pop, and that's all. Maybe some rap. We don't have such variety of genres like you have.
Oh.
We don't like this in our country, that we have such such lack of genres.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're playing your music, and we I mean your like glam metal, glam rock, heavy metal. We play such music to audience from abroad, for European people, for USA people. And we like that style from 80s music.
Excellent. So basically, you know, I'm not good on media and all that. So I usually use all my, you know, checking out bands and all that. I use Spotify and all that. And that was the reason why I sent out a message to you guys. So it's like, where are you guys located? And, you know, you sent me a whole bunch of things. So just before this call, I was like just running through all the all your songs and all that. So I was like, okay, now I know where to go for these things, because usually Spotify is like my go-to. But but you guys have I'm always a sucker for a female vocalist, because I think they're. I'm going to say it right here, and of course, I'm going to probably get backlash. Female vocalists can probably sing better than the guys, basically, because you girls can probably hit the notes higher and all that. And I was just amazed and all that. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable. So,
Thank you.
You're welcome. Suzanne.
You can call Susanna.
Susanna. Okay.
Susanna. Okay. Susanna,
let me ask you a question. I was like, how do you feel? I guess this is going to be my normal question to all female rockers. How do you feel about females being the front women of a male rock and roll band? How do you feel? How do you think, like, let me get your take on how do you feel on, you know, you're taking such a male that was run by males a lot, and now you see a lot of females doing it. What do you think the evolution of female rockers are going to be?
You know, it's a perfect place for a woman. It was my dream, and I know it's my better place.
Mm-hmm.
Because my boys, my band, it's my family. I love they, and
we help each other, we support each other, we do a lot of stuff together, and and protect each other.
Right. I hear you.
So I don't think it's hard to her work with us, because we understand each other, and we are doing like one unit. We are like one organism, one body, one person.
Well said. My question to you is questions before we wrap it up. Now, if you guys had to choose, it could be any band, past, present, all anywhere around the world and all that, which band would you want to open up for?
We're thinking. Many
White
bands
Snake, maybe White Snake and Jorn.
Jorn
and Bon Jovi.
Do you know such band Jorn from
yes.
From Europe? North Europe. Jorn band. Do you know?
Well, have
you
heard? All right. I think I've heard of them. I'm not really sure.
Actually, a lot of bands.
Europe band called Europe.
Oh, the band Europe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good.
Yeah, Aerosmith.
We have many bands.
Yeah, everybody keeps telling me that's a loaded question. That could go anywhere. I was like, yeah, but I would like to know, like, you know. Some people will give me one direct answer and there's like, you know, certain bands that'll give me like multiple answers, which is fine. I don't care, whatever. And there's certain bands that they open up for that I never heard of. And then finally, when I hear of these bands, I'm like, I gotta do some research on that.
Ми точно знаємо, ми знаємо, в якому стилі ми
работаємо. So... I think, yes, it's actually an interesting question, and it depends on the band. But we know our style, and each band which was good at our style, we love them, and we would like to be their support.
Nice, excellent. So my final question would be, where can they find you on the social media?
Everywhere.
There you go.
That's perfect. So we have a website, starcrystalband.com.
Facebook.
Instagram.
It's also Star Crystal Band. Instagram. Star Crystal Band.
Awesome.
So everywhere it's Star Crystal Band.
Yes. Like over here in the States, I'm a radio personality for Unrestricted Radio, which is a band of a radio station of all genres. And I would be privileged if you guys would send like a couple of tracks over.
Yes, it would be good.
Yeah. To send some over to us, and we'll definitely get you guys on. I was like, we got a lot of overseas bands that we play and all that, and adding you guys would be awesome.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Excellent. So as we wrap up, I'd like to thank Star Crystal. We had to, on my end, which I screwed up because I couldn't tell time. I didn't realize that, I worked overnight. And then by the time I woke up, you guys were like, are we going to do the interview? I was like, oh, dip, I forgot. I was like, I totally forgot about this. I was like, let's reschedule for Wednesday. She's like,
yeah.
You guys were like, yeah, okay, that's cool, no problem. So, I'd like to thank you for coming on. I know, what time is it over there?
We have-
9:30.
Wow,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's like almost close to 1:30 in the afternoon over here. So I know you guys, I like to thank you guys for like staying up, but not staying up. You probably were practicing or you're going to practice.
Yeah. Right now actually in our rehearsal studio. So we hear we have her rehearsal, and also we do interviews.
Nice.
So it's not a problem for us to reschedule. If not, we will just play our music.
Yeah, I hear you. At least, you know, you guys got something to do. Sometimes when I set up interviews, either they just finished practice or they're going to practice, depending on what time they decide to do it on. But I like to thank Star Crystals for coming on and all that. And do you have anything else to say to the people of the U.S. or all around the world?
Listen to our music. Listen to Star Crystal. We love you and
be healthy in such hard
this
times.
Situation.
Yes, this situation.
Excellent.
Be careful.
And I am John Thomas, and this will probably be up sometime next week. You can find all. I'll put all your links, your Facebook links, your band links. Basically, your Facebook link, because basically, I guess everything's linked to that. I'm assuming.
Nice.
You probably all have all your links. You know, just look down in the show notes. I was like, all the links are going to be there. You can follow Star Crystal. Give them some love. Tell them that you heard it here first on the JT Project. And I'd like to thank them again. And this is John Thomas signing off. And as I say, come get me, Sweet Pea. I am done. Bye-bye now.